The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Mem. We are at the beginning of the new perek, the ninth perek, Masechtas Bava Basra, perek Misha Meis, on daf Kuf Lamed Tes Omid Beis. So perek Misha Meis, after learning perek Yesh Noichlin, requires no introduction, as it's a continuation of the sugyas of Nachlis. Zok the Mishnah, Misha Meis, if somebody dies, Veheniach Bonim Ubonois, he left over a family, sons and daughters. Says the Mishnah, Bizman Sha Nechasim Merubin. If the father leaves over Nechasim Merubin, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what Nechasim Merubin means. Habonim Yershu, the Allah is the son's Yarshin, Vabonim Yizayinu. They have an obligation, however, to support the daughters, to support their sisters. Habonim Yershu, the sons get the entire Yerusha, that's a Pasuk in the Torah. The Pasuk says that if a man dies, he leaves over sons, the sons get the entire Yerusha. It's only if Uben Einloi, Vartim is Nachlos Lebite, then the daughter's Yarshin. So Habonim Yershu, that's Pashit. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. It's in Parashas Pinchas. Habonis Yizayinu, that's a Dindar Rabbana. It's one of the Tanai Ksuba. There's a Tanai Ksuba that says that even though the daughters are technically not entitled to any part of the Yerusha, however, they're supported. And just like there's an idea of Amona Nizoinis Menechsi Yisayim, the halacha is that if a man dies, he leaves over an Amona, even though she certainly doesn't Yarshin. But the sons or daughters that Yarshin have an obligation to support the Amona, so too, when there's sons and daughters, although the sons get the entire Yerusha, they have an obligation to support the daughters. Again, it's a Din de Rabbanan. It's one of the Tanai Ksuba. But the Mishnah says it's only Bizman Sha Nechasim Merubin. Nechasim Muatim. What if the Nechasim were Muatim? Again, the Gemara is going to explain what Nechasim Merubin and what Nechasim Muatim means. Habonis Yizoinu. Over there, the halacha is that the daughters get all the money. They're Yizoinu. The Habonim, what are the sons supposed to do? They're not even going to be supported? No, Yishalu Ala Psachim. They can go, knock on people's doors, they can try to figure out for themselves how to be supported. Adman said, B'shvil Shani Zachar, if Salati doesn't make sense that because I'm a Zachar, I'm a male, not a female, I should lose out. I'm Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Gamliel said, Roya Ani Estivrei Adman. I happen to agree with Admon. We'll see more about Admon in the Gemara. Either way, so the Mishnah said a very important halacha. Misha Meis V'niach Bonim U'Bonois. Bizman Sha Nechasim Merubin, Habonim Yershu, Habonis Yizoinu. Habonim Yershu, again, that's the Din Doraisa, Habonis Yizoinu, that's a Tanai Ksuba. Nechasim Muatin, then the halacha is Habonis Yizoinu. Somehow, the girl that usually is in a second position when it comes to Yerusha, here she takes first position, she comes first, and if there's nothing left for the sons, doesn't matter. Habanim Yishalu Ala Psachim. So says the Gemara. We have to know what the definition of Nechasim Merubin is, and the definition of Nechasim Muatim. Says the Gemara, V'chamim Merubin Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, so Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, K'dei sheyezoinu mehen elu ve'elu shnei masach chodesh. If there's enough Nechasim for the boys and the girls to have support for 12 months, the Rashbam says, what's the definition of support? Food and clothing. So if there's enough for them to be supported for a 12-month period, then the halacha is that it's considered Nechasim Merubin, and the halacha of the Mishnah would apply that Habonim Yershu v'Habonois Yizaynu. If there is not enough for the boys and the girls to be supported for 12 months, then the halacha is going to be what the Mishnah says regarding Nechasim Muatin. Habonois Yizaynu v'Habonim Yershu al Psachim. Says the Gemara, Ki'abit Kamei Deshmuel. When this was said to Shmuel, they told Shmuel what his Bar Plukta, Rav, said, Omar, he said, Zu Divrei Rabbi Gamliel by Rebbe. It's true, what Rav said is Gerech. However, what he's saying is the opinion of a Yochid. It's the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rebbe. The Chachamim said, Kadeshi, Ezoinu Mehen Elu Ve'elu Ad Sheyivgeru. That the definition of Nechasim Reuben is not merely there's enough Nechasim for the sons and the daughters to be supported for 12 months, but rather there has to be enough for the sons and the daughters to be supported up until when the girls become gedolim, when they become a bigeris. And the svara behind bigeris is because the Tanai Ksuba was that habanos were supported up until they got either married or they became a bigeris. So the point is, if there's enough to fulfill the entire obligation of the Tanai Ksuba, which is at the worst case scenario when they become a bugris, and maybe earlier, if they get married, then it will expire sooner. But in the worst case scenario, Achei Yibagru, unless there's enough for the boys and the girls to both get everything up until the time that the boys would fulfill the obligation of the Tanai Ksuba, which is to support the girls, at that point, the halacha is it would be deemed nechasa muatin, thus habanis yizaynu v'habanim yishol apsachim. It manamik yaseh rav amar Rabbi Yechanon va'amri lo amar Rabbi Bar Bachana amar Rabbi Yechanon. What's the definition of nechasa ruben nechasa muatin? Not what Shmuel said, yud beis chaydish, but rather kol she yizaynu mehen elu ve'elu ad she yibogru hein meruben pachas mikan. If there's not enough for the girls to be supported for the entire duration of the obligation, which is in the worst case scenario, until they become a bagris, harei mu'atin, the halacha is we're going to view it as being nechasim mu'atin. So again, what's the definition of nechasim merubin, nechasim mu'atin, nechloikis? According to Rav, merubin means there's enough for yud beis chaydish. So if a man dies, he leaves over money. If the sons are going to yarshin, there'll be enough money for them to live off the fat of the land for 12 months, and for them to be able to support their sisters for 12 months, then you have the halacha of nechasim merubin, which is habanim yirshu v'habanim yizaynu. If there's less than yud beis chaydish, it's nechasim mu'atin. What's the halacha then? Habanim yizaynu v'habanim yirshu lo al apsach. That's Rav. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, G'doyle Amiram, they both argued, and they said that's not what it means. If a man dies, he leaves over banim and banis, and he leaves over enough possessions that if we're going to give the sons the Yerusha, there'll be enough for them to be able to support themselves and give support to their sisters up until when the obligation of the Tanai Ksuba expires, which is in the worst case scenario when they become a bagris. Because again, when does the obligation expire? It expires in the earlier of when they get married or when they become a bagris. So if you can fulfill the entire term of the obligation, then we look at it as nechasim merubin. Anything less than that, even if you have enough for a year, for 2 years, for 10 years, it doesn't matter. If it's not enough to give every last girl in the family support until she becomes a bagris, we look at it as pachas mikam. But the Gemara asks an obvious question. It sounds like if it's nechasim muatin, then the daughters get everything, and we're totally disregard the sons. It's not mashma that way. Elo amar Rava. Rava says, "Maitzin lehem mezoynis labanis." What we do where it's nechasim muatin is we give the daughters enough nechasim so that they should have until they become a bagris. Vashar, if there's anything left over, meaning it's not the taich that if there's nechasim muatin, the daughters get everything. Doesn't matter if it's more than what they're going to need until they become a bagris. Just give them the whole thing. Rather, that doesn't make any sense. What it means to say is that we, by nechasim muatin, we give the daughters what they're going to need until they become a bagris. Avad, if there's anything extra, that loch is not going to be abanim yishol al apsochim. If there's anything extra, avad, you're going to go ahead and you're going to give it to the son. So just before we go right to two auras, number one, what's the definition of habonim yirshu v'habonis yizoynu, or habonis yizoynu v'habonim yirshu al apsachim? It's machlokes rishonim. There's two mahalchim in rishonim. How to understand pashup shan in the Mishnah? Meaning, we just defined what nechasim merubin means and what nechasim muatin means. Machlokes Rav on one side, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon on the other side. Does it mean that there's enough for everyone to have for yud beis chaydish, or does it mean there's enough for everyone to have until the obligation of the Tanai Ksuba is fulfilled? But we need to define that was the next line in the Mishnah. This is an ambiguous Mishnah. What does it mean, habanim yirshu v'habanis yizoynu, on the one hand, when it's nechasim merubin? And what does it mean, habanis yizoynu v'habanim yirshu al apsachim, when it's nechasim muatin? So the ikra mahalach in the Rishonim is that habanim yirshu v'habanis yizoynu means we give the sons the Yerusha. Because midday rights, so they're really entitled to the Yerusha. So we give the sons the Iker Hadin, which is the Yerusha. They have a Tanai Ksuba, they have an obligation, midday Rabbanon, to feed their sisters. They'll feed them. And maybe they won't do it. Maybe they're going to find a way not to support their sisters. But there's no reason for us to assume that. And we have to trust them and have good faith in mankind that they're going to do what they're supposed to do. But at the end of the day, the Torah said that they get the Yerusha. So the fact that there's a chashash that maybe they won't fulfill their obligation, we don't care about that. As long as there's enough money for them to take care of their sisters, whether the definition of enough money is yud beis chaydish, or the definition of enough money is ad she yibagru, but the bottom line is we're going to give it to them, let them support it. Habanos yizoynu v'habanam yishu al apsachem is the taich that we don't trust the sons. Because being that there's not enough food or money to go around, so we're a little bit insecure. We're not so comfortable with this idea that these people are just going to do what they need to do. So we don't give them the money. What we do is we leave it in an account maybe, in an escrow, we give it to Bezin, or we give it directly to the daughters. And we tell them, you take whatever it is you need, you put it in a fund somewhere. If there's anything left over, that's this last gemara we just learned. Avadav ashar lebonim. There's no halacha yishu al apsachem because it was nechas. To the extent there's something left over, we're going to give it to them. But the point is, nechasim merubim habanim yirshu means we give it to the sons, they write the check. Every day, every week, every month, the sisters come, they knock on their brother's door, I need food for this, I need food for that. The halach is the sons. We'll give it to them. The chasam mu'atin, we're not comfortable with that arrangement, so we want them to be a little bit more muchzik. I'll tell you one other ha'ar, that's just pashup shan and understanding the Gemara. In terms of why Yud Beis Chodesh, what would be the svara behind Yud Beis Chodesh? I saw in the Shar Mitzvah of Halach, he says something very nice. He says in Hilchis Peah, it's a Mishnah, Perikhes, Mishnaches, in Mesechtes Peah. An ani is entitled to lek shikupeya. How poor does a person have to be in order to be entitled to lek shikupeya? Masayim zuz. That's the magic number. So if you have 200 zuz to your name, you're not an ani, you can't take lek shikupeya. If you have less than 200 zuz, you have less than masayim zuz, then you're entitled to lek shikupeya. Says the Rash on that Mishnah, what's the magic behind masayim zuz? Because masayim zuz is enough for a person back in the day to live a year on. Because if you had Masayim Zuz, you'd be able to live a year. Last week we spoke at the Tashbitz, where the Tashbitz said that if a person wants to be Maver Nachlo, Shtar Chatzi Zocher, and use all those patents, at the very least, he should be Makayim Hilchas Nachlos with a Shir Ro'i, a Shir Choshev. His Shir Ro'i, his Shir Choshev was Dalud Zuzin. Interesting. It's 1/50th. Maybe that's a week. Maybe that's the svar behind that. But Masayim Zuz is Yud Beis Chodesh. So if there's enough for Yud Beis Chodesh, if you have enough for a year, you're not an Ani. So he said, maybe that's the Pshat. The Pshat is that if there's enough for the girls to have for Yud Beis Chodesh, that means they're not going to be aniyim in the halachic sense. If they're not aniyim, that already we look at it as nechasim merubin. But if they're going to be bepchinas ani, they don't even have enough for Yud Beis Chodesh, that's when halacha views them being nechasim mu'atim. We're not trusting the sons at that point. There the halacha is going to be habonos yizayin of habonim yishu al apsachim. He says maybe that's why the ksuba of Besula was always Masayim Zuz. What was the svara? Maybe the svara was that when the man dies, she should have something enough that she shouldn't be an ani. Masayim Zuz, that was a shir chasha. At the very least, she won't be an ani. Either way, zok the Gemara vayt pshita. It's pasha to the Gemara merubin v'nesmatu. Let's say a man died and he left over nechasa merubin, and then the market turned and it became nechasa muatim. So it was nechasa merubin, but things happen, prices go down, and now it's only nechasa muatim. The question is, could the daughters come to Bezda now and say, listen, I understand that at the time that our father died, doing nechasa merubin, so you got everything, habanim yirshu, v'habanis yizaynu. But since then, it went down. Being that it went down, now it's nechasa muatim, maybe now the halacha should be habanis yizaynu, v'habanim yishu al apsachim. Says the Gemara Peshitta, it's not the way it works. Why? Farzoch ben yarsha. Once the yarsha mazoichas, a gate mishtazoi. What about the reverse, says the Gemara muatim, and it's rabu mai. What if it started off nechasa muatim, meaning the time that the father died with nechasa muatim, and since then, the assets went up in value? What's the shaila? Bishus yashim kaimi. Do we say that at the end of the day, when the father died, midiraisa, the nechasim went over the yerusha to who? To the sons. So it's as if they appreciated in value in the rishus of the yashim. Hilchach bishus yashim shavuach. So now that it went up, maybe it should be there. Oydom asulki misalki yashim meacha. The tnai ksuba, the din derabanan of abonis yizoynu v'habanim yishu al apsachim says that would be mafkiyat from them. Meaning midiraisa really should be there, but the rabanan said abonis yizoynu. Question is, how do we tie up the habanis yizoynu? Tashma says the gemara. Amrav Asi, Amrav Yechanan, yisoymim shekadmu machru, yisoymim that go and sell. Says the Gemara, if the Yisoymim could sell the Nechasim Mu'atim, what does that mean? It means we view it as if it's in their Rishos. If we view it as if it's in their Rishos, who had din? If it goes up in value, now we should look at it as Nechasim Merubin. So the din of Abonis Yisoyim of Abonim Yisrael Apsachim will change. It's going to revert now to what the din is supposed to be by Nechasim Merubin, which is Abonim Yirshu V'Abonis Yisoyinu. It's Machlokes Rishonim right here. Rashbam and Tosfos again had to understand Pashim Shana of the Gemara. The Rashbam says that this Shail of the Gemara and the Toshma that Rabbi Yochanan said, Yisoymim Shekadmu Umachru Benachasam Muatim, Mashemachru Machru, that's all talking about if Bezdin never took the estate and handed it over to the daughters. Meaning, once Bezdin takes the estate and they give it to the daughters, then it's pashut that the sons can't sell it. It's pashut that if it goes up in value, we look at it as if it went up in value in the rishus of the daughters, and we're not going to go later, in a year from now, take it away from the daughters, give it back to the sons, and say, because anachin ami at the time it was nechasa mu'atim. But now it's nechasa merubin. We're all going kaidim amadim b'din. And there's rashis in different places in Shas, ksubis, soito, rashis, the same thing. That this shaila in the Gemara, and the psak halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, is all kaidim amadim b'din. But avada, Gewist, once there was Amad Bedin, at that point you're not going to say that Allah anymore. Stating that, Tosfos argues. Tosfos, right on top, Miul, Ri, Nira, Da Filu Kvar Tofsu Habonois, Ayigvu Lehem Bezdin, Imachru Achim Machru. Doesn't matter. Even if the daughters have it already, still the Allah isn't going to take it away. And the obvious question is, what's Pashup Shana Tosfos? Rabbi Chanan, Kovet Shiurim, Ois Tof Ayin Hei, Vikosha, the Maishnami Kobal Chayf, Shegoyve Bebezdin, then Asa Shalai. It becomes this. So why should this be different? Says Rabbi Chanan, a super long this. Could be the mezoinos hachiyofu bechol yoyim v'yoyim sheitzricha. This halacha that a man dies, he leaves over sons and daughters. So the sons are supposed to yashim v'day raisa, but there's a tanai ksuba. They have an obligation to support their sisters. It's because of the tanai ksuba and the concern that maybe the sons will not take care of their sisters. Chachamim said that benachasim muatin habanos yizoinu v'habanim, let them figure it out. Yishalu alav sochem. We're going to take it from the real owner. The Rashba asks, gets involved in Hefker Bezen Hefker. Rabbi Chana talks about it over here. Some of the lumdis of Hefker Bezen Hefker comes into this sugya. But that's what Bezen's doing. Bezen's taking it away from the rightful owner, and instead they're giving it to the daughters. So this idea that we're taking it from the sons and we're giving it to the daughters is based on the fact that they have a chiyuv mezoinus. Says Rabbi Chana, let's clear. How do you understand the chiyuv mezoinus? Let's say the daughters are 10 years. One girl, she's 10 years old. She's going to become a bigress when she's 12 and a half. So there's 2.5 years left over. So we can sit down, we can assess how much food and clothing will she need in order to get her from 10 to 12 and a half? $10,000. So we're going to say that the bonim have a chiyuv mezoinus right now of $10,000. Is that the way you look at it? Where he says, no, mechitesi. Says, why? Because what happens if she gets married, for example, between now and the time she becomes a bogress? There's not going to be a chiv anymore. Or if she dies, things can't, maybe she doesn't need it anymore. Maybe somehow she got nechasim from somewhere else. The chiv mezoinus is only in play of avivait, she needs it. But if she doesn't need support anymore, at that point, there's not going to be a chiyuv. So says Rabbi Chanan, I don't think it's right to look into a crystal ball now and let's project how much mezoinus she's going to need for the next 2.5 years and come up with a dollar amount. Mechitesi. Says, I think the way mezoinus works is every single day a person needs food. Every yontif, whatever, a woman needs to buy clothing. So we could sit down and we could assess what that given time, what she needs. We'll figure out what the dollar value of that is, and we're going to give it. But the point is that the chiyuv mezoinus, says Rabbi Chanan, could be, is not one gross dollar amount of chiyuv mezoinus between now and when she becomes a begaris. But rather, mezoinus achiyuv v'chum chal yoyim v'yoyim sheyitzricha. V'im yoyim echa lo yitit starach le'mezoinus, lo yituchel lo yimer kfar nischem. She can't say, what do you mean? You owed it to me at that time. At that point, I don't need it anymore. So says Rabbi Chanan, it could be this is different. Meaning, ordinarily, if there was a hamad, if Bezdin took the mezoinus and they gave it to a bal chayiv, so the pshat is, it's the bal chayiv's. Because you had this chiyuv of $10,000 to a bal chayiv. The bal chayiv has the $10,000, now it's his. How could you sell it? It's pashut that if it goes up in value, the bal chayiv is going to be the beneficiary of this appreciation of value. But when you give the mezoinus, even when we take the entire mezoinus that the girl is supposed to get at tiboger, it's not the pshat because you really owe it to her. You, this second, don't have a chiyuv to give that to her. What's the svara? The svara is that Bezdin is saying, we don't trust them back. And being that every day there's a chiyuv, and there's a potential that tomorrow and the next day you're going to have to give it to her, so maybe we're giving it to her right now. But not that there's a be'etzim a chiyuv now. So being that there's no chiyuv be'etzim now, she can't take such title over it. It's not mamish hers. And therefore there's a svar to say that even if the gvi already happened, maybe he should be able to sell it. It's a svar and a flaw, something worth thinking about. Either way, that's the first aura. The second aura is the Gemara in Masechta Soita, Dav Chof Aleph Amid Beis, discusses a chasid shoita. Familiar with that. And then from there, the Gemara talks about a Rasha Aro, a clever Rasha. So we had it earlier in the week, last week. Rasha Aro. Says the Gemara, what's the definition of a Rasha Aro? Ravasi Yom Rabbi Yechon. Ravasi said in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Say, Hamasi Eitzo Limkar B'Nechasim Mu'atin. This is somebody that knows of a family where a man died, V'Hiniach Bonim U'Bonis, and the Nechasim Mu'at. With Allah is Habonois, Yizoynu V'Habonim Yishu Al Apsach. But we just said that the halach is, it was Rabbi Yechon himself who said it, that Yisoymim Shekodmu Machru B'Nechasim Mu'atim Masha Machru Machru. So if somebody goes over to the boys and he tells them, listen, I have an idea. You know, right now the girls have it, you have no access to the money. Listen to me, sell it. If you sell it, this is a good way out. Says Rabbi Yechon, that is a Rosh Ha'orah, meaning it works. He's a clever guy. He actually gave you pretty good advice to the extent that you were looking to come up with such a eitzah. But at the same time, you're a rasha because what you did wasn't so cool. Abaya said, "Zehamasi eitzah limkar benachasim ki Rav Shimon Gamliel." Rabbiya said, "I have a different eitzah." You know what the example of the rasha are in this? Somebody that gives someone advice to sell nechasim. Following Rav Shimon Gamliel, if somebody gives somebody a gift and he says that when you die, I don't want it to go over to your Yarshim, right? Sounds familiar. I want it to go over to somebody else. And Shimon, when you die, it shouldn't go over to your Yarshim, it should go over to Levi. And then the first person who got the gift sold it. Hasheni moitz miyad al kuch is divi rabbi. Rishim Gamliel loyver. Rishim Gamliel said again. We spoke about this at length last week. Ein l'sheni el mashashay rishim. That again, somebody gives a gift to Reuven. He says, Reuven, I'm giving you a matana. But when you die, it's not staying in your family. I want Shimon to take it. Reuven wants to avoid that. He wants it to stay in his family. Reuven has an eitzah. If Reuven wants, it's not advised, but he could sell it at that point. Shimon loses his koyach in it, it's going to remain in his family. He can eat it, he can do whatever he wants with it. At that point, it's going to be his. So says the Gemara, Abaye said, you want an example of a Rasha Aram? Someone that knows of such a situation, and he's a shtickle lamdin, he goes over to Reuven, and he tells Reuven, sell it. If you sell it, Masha Machar Machar, following Rav Shimon Gamliel, everything's going to be gevaldik. So I saw yesterday, the Ian Yaakov says, that he thinks that Rabbi Yochanan said his pshat, and didn't say Abaye's pshat, l'shitas. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Kinyan Peiro is his Kinyan Agov. Das is doch Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So if Rabbi Yochanan holds Kinyan Peiro is Kinyan Agov, so when somebody gives a matana to Reuven and he tells him Acharecho L'Shimin, Reuven, who owns the Kinyan Peiro, what's Kinyan Peiro? He has the rights to use it. So by definition, Reuven is the Baal Kinyan Peiro. There's no reason he shouldn't be able to sell it. Because if Kinyan Peiro is Kinyan Agov, it's his. It shouldn't be an eitz. So Rabbi Yochanan L'Shitas, who holds? Kinyan Peiros ki Kinyan Agov. He couldn't say like Abaya that a Rasha Orem is a Masi Eitzel Limkor Ben Achasim Ki Rav Shimon Gamliel by Nichsei Lach Vacharecha Lepointi. Because what's wrong? I own it. It's mine. I have the Kinyan Peiros. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? He said L'shitasai. He's the one who said in our Gemara Yisayimim Shekadmu Machru Ben Achasim Muatim Masha Machru Machur. He was going ahead and he was the Baal Shita of this Allah. He's going to tell him not to do it. But it's Tzorech Yengod what the Yaakov says. I'm just speaking this out because we spoke about this so much last week. It's the Gemara Bava Basra Kuflam Zayin Aman Aleph. The Gemara said that Rav Shimon Gamliel also holds Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Agov. The Gemara came out that the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, which is Machlokes Amiram, is really Machlokes Tana, Machlokes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Stating that, the Gemara still said that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds it was a steer between the two brises. You remember Kasha the Rebbe Kasha Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara said Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel Kasha, because even though he holds Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Agov, so if I have a Kinyan Peiros and I sell it, I could sell it, meaning it's Chal de Mechira, but like Katchili, you're not supposed to do it. As a matter of fact, is a Rasha Aram someone that does sell it? So it's not the pshat that Abaya is going that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Kinyan Peiros is left. I cared if Kinyan Peiros was left in Kinyan Agov, he wouldn't be in Rasha Aram. It wouldn't be Chal de Mechira. It's dafka because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Agov. So Rav Yochanan L'Shitasa who holds Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Agov, he holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. He certainly could have said where Rav Shimon Gamliel said. Either way, that is the second Ha'ara. Just the third ha'ara, that is, I'll tell you something very interesting. Cheshemishpat simin reish lamed hei. So Cheshemishpat simin reish lamed hei, it's a festa simin in Shulchan Aruch. By chav ches even. Is a festa simin in Shulchan Aruch. And it discusses the halachis of a katan b'mekach u'memkar. So one of our favorite topics. Dinin of a katan, particularly as it relates to Mekach HaMemkar. So the sugi of katan really begins in Masechet is Gittin Daf and Pesam and Aleph. The Gemara over there says Ha-Pu'utais, children that are of the age of Pu'utais, Mekchon Mekach U-Memkaron Memkar V-Metaltalin. So as long as it's Metaltalin, then Mekach HaMemkar is going to be Chal. Says the Gemara, that Kama, what's the age of Pu'utais? Machvi Rav Yudel Rav Yitzchak Brei Kvar Shiz Kvar Shev. If he's either 6 or 7 years old. Rav Kano Amar Kvar Shev Kvar Tamni. If he's either 7 or 8 years old. Pimas Nisa Tana, the Brisa said, Kvar Teisha Kvar Esa. Either 9 or 10 years old. But V'loi Pligi, there's no Machloikis. Even though everyone had different ages. Kol Chad V'Chad V'Chvi Chorfi. Really have to assess each child. It could be 6, it could be 7, it could be 8, it could be 10. As long as the child is a charif, Tzor V'Zarkai, Eges V'Neitlai. We give him a certain exam to determine where he's holding in terms of understanding what it is he's doing. If he's of the age of Charifos, where he chaps the matzav a little bit, his Mekach is going to be at the time of Mai, says the Gemara, Amar Abba Bar Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Kedei Chayev. Because if a child wouldn't have the ability to buy and sell, then how's he going to make it through the day? How's he going to support himself? So we give him the ability to do a little bit of Mekach U'Memka. Meaning, Midoi Raisa, Navada can't do Mekach U'Memka. It's only Midrabanan. And what's the Svar Midrabanan? Mishum Kedei Chayev. Says the Ramah, in Simen Reish, right in the beginning of the Simen, it's in Sif Katan Aleph. He says something beautiful. Being that this koyach that a cotton will ever have to do mekach u'memkar is mernit atakonas chachamim im kein b'mokim she'asu shalayka haigin, in the event that a cotton sells something, but what he did was shalayka haigin, meaning it was a mekach, but it wasn't the appropriate thing to do. Kegoy she'machru b'nechasin mu'atin she'zochu b'hen habonos mechirasam lav klum. So even though we pass like Rabbi Yochanan that you saw him she'machru bin nechasa muat, masha machru machar. Chalikis Rishman Taisus before mother, but after mother, but whatever the tzir is, the mechira is chal. But lemaisa shalika haigin. How do I know that? Says the Ramah. Soita chafal from the base. Ezeu rasha ar. So the mechir is technically chal, but it's not the right thing to do. He did shalika haigin. So over here, where your whole koyach to sell is mitzad takonas chachamim, why would the chachamim give you the koyach to do something shalika haigin? So if you have an ability to sell midei raisa, das is einzach. But if you have an ability only to sell midei rabbanon, so there's a svara says the Ramah to say that the Chachamim never gave you the koyach of avivayit, you're being a Rosh Aram, of avivayit, what you're doing is going to be shaloi koyach. And the makar to this Ramah is a tshuva sarah. That's where it comes from. So I was thinking, what would be if somebody, a gadol, not a katan, sold the nechasim muatim to a katan? Would it be chal or would it not be chal? Pasha, you'll say, a katan, mekhan mekach, umemkara memkar, only midrabbanan. So the same svara that the Ramah said with regards to kitanim shemachru would be true regarding gedolim shemachru b'ktanim. Midai rice, it's not a good mekach. It's only midrabbanan that it's a good mekach. It's only midrabbanan it's a good mekach. Being that he went shalayka hagen, there's a svara to say that the chamim didn't allow it to happen. But what came to mind, Tosfos is getting samach dalim in base. Where Tosfos says, Tosfos talks about it in a bunch of different places, that even though a katan only has mekach u'memkar midrabanan, that's only when there's no das acheres mak. Or maybe it's not das acheres mak. No, the das acheres of the gadol ketuwaif that a katan will be able to be kind of midrais. Oy, the benachsei ager, the mukiy yosef chaskes sabbatim. All this rate we've spoken about so many times. So this is a good sushtel to this halacha right here. If the halacha is like teisvus and getting samach dalim at base, that means with there's a das acheres mak. No, if the katan is able to be kind of midrais, if he's kind of midrais, if you sign him gedolim with machru nechasim muatin to a katan, being that there's a das acheres makna, it's a kinyan day raisa. If it's a kinyan day raisa, masha machru machru. But if you're going to tell me that loch is not like Tosfos, that loch is that even though there's das acheres makna, mekkorem memkar, mekkha mekkar is only midirabonon, that you vaita have to come on to the takonas chachomim in order for the mekkah to be chal, you have to come on to the takonas chachomim. Being that over here it's shalai kohagin, so it's not going to be chal. And now what is the halacha? So we spoke the shach and the ktois. The shach doesn't like Tosfos at all. The ktois says that even if you're not masking to Tosfos cheshbin and getting samach talud, but he has other rayas, that's the Mukhi Yosef. But either way, the chur at first glance that you'd be totally that. But this is where the Ein Beis Medrash B'Lechidish kicks in. That is Sigarnet Azoy Pasha. So the Magid Mishnah in the beginning of Hilchas Mechira Perek Chavtes. It's not the beginning of Hilchas Mechira. It's the beginning of Perek Chavtes in Hilchas Mechira. The Rambam brings this halacha. Shloisha, there are three people. Ein Mekcha Mekach. The Ein Memkara Memkar Din Torah. Their Mekcha Memkar doesn't work Medei Raisa. HaCheresh VaHashoita VaChacham. So again, ein mekhon mekach, the ein mamkar memkar midin tayr. Says the Magid Mishnah, it's very mashman the Rambam, that when the Rambam says that a cotton, cheresh shoyt a cotton, let's talk about cotton, doesn't have kinyonim midei raisa. It's not just that he can't sell midei raisa, he can't buy midei raisa either. Ein mekham mekach ve'im amkarim memkar. Even says the Magid Mishnah, if there's a das acheres makna oisai. Hagam, there's a Tosfos in Shas that says very clearly that when there's a das acheres makna, maybe the cotton could be koina midei raisa. Over here, it's mavur very much not that way. Fake the Magid Mishnah, the Chabakasha. Akasha, then the Rambam, in Hilchus Luliv, Perikres, Halacha Yud. The The Rambam over there is discussing the halacha of lochem. Ein adam yoytze biyantiv rishon shel chag belulav shel chaverish yishlo mimenu achi yitnenu loy b'matana. Why? Because on the first day yantiv there's a din lochem. Naslam anas lachziro. That was the daf last week. Kareiz a yoytze b'yidechav asim machziro. Matana anas lachzir. Friday's daf is shema matana. The im loy hichziro loy yotz. But if you didn't return it, you weren't mekayim the tonight, so it comes out it was never yours. You're not yoytze shenim tzuk gazel. The im nois to nois olakot says Rambam. Based the thing that this is the way it works. You have to be very careful not to give a lulav to a cotton on sukkahs. You know why? Sha cotton koina. Because the cotton can be koina. The ain't no makna lacherib in a toira. He can be koina midai raisa, but he can't be makna midai raisa. Venimsa. Shehim exiro le ain't no chaser. So when you gave it to the cotton, that's great. The cotton got it. The problem is he got him in the raisa and he has no ability to give it to you in the raisa. His ability to give it to you is based on pu'utais. That's a dinder rabbanim mishum k'tei chayev. He can't give it to you in the raisa. He can't give it to you in the raisa. So you're not going to be able to get it back. So if you're yoytze, it's one thing. But if you're not yoytze, you didn't. You are Mekayim. You are Din Lochem. Don't give it to a cotton. Because he's getting it Midei Raisa and he has no way to give it. Frank, they Magid Mishnah. What's Posh of Shine in this Rambam? Toys this getting some Achdalad on Midbeis. How could a cotton be kind of Midei Raisa? Mitzias Chereshoit Vakot Yeshman Gazam of Neitak Yishol. Cotton doesn't have a Kishri Midei Raisa. The Teretz is Das Acheres Makno is a Shiny. Because you gave it to him. Elamai the Rambam does hold it as Chilik. That Toysvis speaks out and getting Samach Dalit. So Freit the Magen Mishra Bastir in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perichov Tes, Hilchus, Mechira, Haloch Aleph, when he brings the Halacha Pu'utois, says, Ein Mekchon, Mekach, Ve Ein Memkoroi, Memkar Midei Raisa. Means he can't buy Midei Raisa, he can't sell Midei Raisa. Only Midei Rabbanu Mishra Midei Chai. He can't sell it, that's Pasha. But he also can't buy, even though the seller has Das Makna. Doesn't matter. Still, he can't be koyin as Midei Raisa. And here the Rambam says, good, if you give Dalabino to a cotton on Sukkis, he's koyin Midei Raisa. It's a very big problem. He'll have no way of giving it back to you. So make sure you yoitz it before you give it to him. Zok to Magen Mishnah, Chiddush, you have to say, there's a chiluk between Matana and Mekachumemkar. By Matana, there's a Das Makna that allows the cotton to be koyin Midei Raisa. But when you're dealing in the Mekachumemkar context, there it's going to be different, there it's not going to work. So this is a very important chiddush that we have to know, and that is that even though we always speak out toisvus with all the rage of the toys, but this is another layer to this. It's dafka when you're dealing with matana. Al kaponim says the Magid Mishnah in Perach of Tes and Luchas Mechira in the Shita Sarambam, but in Mekachemem cannot. So going back to our Shaila, what would be if there was Nechasim Muatin and Bonim Gedoylim went and sold it to a Kata? Would it be chal? Would not? Rabbi Yechanan said memkari memkar. But at the same time, you're a Rasha Art. Says the Ran in the Tshuva, Huva Barama, it's the Mereish Lamed Hein Chayshem Mishpat, that being that a cotton schia is only a schia midrabanan, if a cotton would do it, it wouldn't work. Because why should the Chachamim give you the Mekachu Memka to the extent they're not happy with it? Who wants a Shleika Hagen? Why would we give it to him? So we want to know, what would be if you sold it to a cotton? So at first glance, we shteltsu the tzois, and this raid with Tosis and Gittin and Mki Yosef, etc., etc., that's a cheres makna shayni. Abbasidah Magad Mishnah. Magad Mishnah says that even that only works when where there's a matana, but if you're selling it to him, not, oh, my matana, and chanami. But in terms of selling it, even to a cotton that could be over there, the halacha would be different. Either way, Saksu Gemara, Abyssal Vine. Yes, Rabbi Yumi, Kamed Rabbavo, Vikaboy Mine, Al Menosse, Maushe, Tamay, Ben Chasim. So we have a halacha regarding Chasim Merubim and Chasim Muatim. Cheres the Gemara, what would be if a man dies, he leaves over Nechasim Merubin, but he also left over an Amana? And the halacha is just like there's a Tanai Ksuba that Habana is Yizayin, there's also a Tanai Ksuba of Amana Yizayin is the next Yizayin. Now, if you're going to factor in the support that this man's going to have to give, well, he's not alive, but that the sons are going to have to give the Amana, it's going to come out that Klape, the Banois, it's going to be Nechasim Muatim. So, do you take into consideration what the Amana is supposed to get when we determine whether we have Nechasim Merubin, or do we not take into consideration what the Amana is supposed to get? Me, I'm reading on Kibbutz Islam Mazoinim Amata. Do you say that being that she's entitled to Mazoinis, so why shouldn't we take it into consideration? Might say you have to give it to her. So if after giving the Amana, you're going to be left with Nechasim Muatin, then maybe we should view it as Nechasim Muatin. I don't give it to the Lesla, Hashtanami Lesla. Or do you say that no, being that she's only entitled until she gets married? Once she starts dating, even the Gemara says she's not entitled anymore. So once she even thinks about getting married, she loses her rights. So this is not something that's going to be here for a while. So being that we comfortable that this chus is not going to be here forever, so maybe we shouldn't take it into consideration. So let me keep the mitzvah less. Hashanami less. Says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that being that her whole right to this Tnai Ksuba. To be supported is only Kol Kama. She's not thinking about getting married. But once she gets married, at that point she loses out. So therefore it's not choshev enough, this chiyuv, for us to reckon with it, to say that it should deduct from the value of the estate when determining whether we have Nechasim Ruben, Nechasim Motin. What if this man had a daughter from another wife? It wasn't... Well, his. What if this man had a wife that had a daughter from another husband? Meaning, it was his stepdaughter. And if you remember, the beginning of the 12th parak in Masechtas Ksubis, Perek Hanoisei. So the mission over there discussed that once upon a time it was very common that a man would take upon himself, sometimes in writing with Edim, a certain obligation to support his stepchildren. So let's say there was such an obligation. So the man dies, he leaves over this chayv, he leaves over sons, he leaves over daughters. There's also a bas ishtoi who's entitled to get based on Perek Hanoisei, that first mishnah over there. Does that deduct from the value of the estate when determining chasm ruben chasm muatin or not? Mi amrina, do we say kivan di ilu mesa lesla v'loy memata? It's true that right now he has to give her, but at the same time, maybe she's going to die. And being that if she dies, obviously he's not going to be responsible anymore. So maybe we're chayish lemisa. And maybe that's enough for us to say, don't worry about it. And if you're going to tell me that, yeah, you know what? We're chayish lemisa. Meaning, she might die. So we don't necessarily seize this as a chayv that's going to be here forever. Being it's not necessarily going to be here forever, we don't deduct it from the Nechasim Reuben, and we don't say that, being that he owes this stepdaughter money, he does Nechasim and not Nechasim. What about if it was about chayv, mahu, shema ben Nechasim? What if the man died, he left over about chayv? So the Yarshim, right, people forget this. They Yarshim the assets, they also Yarshim the liabilities. So if there's any, they get both sides of the balance sheet for our in-house accounts. So if you have the chayvis, you're going to have to pay up. So what if a man died, he left over chayvis? So do you say, he left over $100,000, but there's also chayvis. So maybe you take the chayvis off the top, right? The bachayv, you take that off the top. You take it off the top. Now we have to see what the real value of the estate is when we decide. Makes a lot of sense. So do you say, that being that there's a bachayv, and by the way, even if you want to tell me, chayv shlomisa, doesn't matter. If the bachayv dies, his sons come in his place because the chayv goes over the Yerusha, right? A child yarshins the accounts receivables of his father as well. What do you say? At the end of the day, right now, he has it. So if right now he has it, it's maybe that's not going to be the halacha. Says the Gemara, the ikidabayila, the idachisa. Some cleared the same three shilohs, but they cleared it in the reverse. What were the three shilohs? The three shilohs was a man died, he leaves over an estate. If there's nechasim merubin, habanim yishol banos yisod. If there's nechasim muatin, habanim yisod, habanim yishol alab sachem. What if he left over banim banos, he left over money, but he also left over another obligation? What were the obligations? The Gemara mentioned three. Almana, who's nizaynis menechsi yisayman, per the Tanayik Suba. He left over a bas ishtoi, someone that he had obligated himself to support, or a bal chayv. And the Gemara says you can clear the shayla badrago. Meaning, you can say that an almana, maybe not, because an almana, he only has to support as long as she's an almana. But once she gets married, or maybe even thinks about getting married, he doesn't have to support her at that point. So that chayv is not such a real chayv. It's not so permanent. It's not here to stay. We're not going to factor it when we determine what the net value of the estate is. But a bas ishtoi, where even if she gets married, still have the obligation, maybe that we do have to factor. But the Marzi bas ishtoi also not, because maybe she'll die, maybe we're chayish l'misa. We'll get back to that soon. All of a sudden, we're chayish l'misa. Not so poshid. But maybe we are chayish l'misa. The word says, okay, even if you'll tell me you're chayish l'misa, what about Chayv? About Chayv, even if he dies, his children yashin l'chayv. So what about there? The word says, even there I can hear maybe not. Why not? Because at the end of the day, it's mechusa guvayna. So right now, when we assess the value of the estate, we don't say that there's an outstanding chayv. So let's deduct it off the top and figure out if we have nechasim ruben, nechasim rotim. Maybe it's not the way it works. That was the shayla. But the Gemara says some cleared the shayla in the reverse. Same exact shaylas, but in the reverse order. If you're going to tell me, yeah, what about bas ishtoi? Because bas ishtoi, being that if she dies, she's not entitled anymore like the bachayv, so maybe it shouldn't. And almanosei maushit ma'ben nechasim. Meaning, if you're going to tell me bas ishtoi, yeah, that's only because she only loses it if she dies. Maybe when I chayish lemisa. But the amana, if being that when she gets married, she already loses her right. Maybe over there it shouldn't be Mamayit. And this says the Gemara. But in this version, there was a fourth Shiloh. Almanasa Yubas Ezemem Koydamas. Rabbi Yirmiyah, who's famous for asking Ibayas that nobody knew answers to. So over here, Rabbi Yirmiyah had a fourth Ibayah. What was his fourth Ibayah? What if there's an Alman and a Bas? So a man died, he left over son, daughter, and Almana. And there's not enough food for the Almana and the Banas. Abanos Yizayno and Almanon Yizaynos. Who's supposed to come first? That was the fourth Shiloh. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked all these Shilohs to Rabbi Avo. Amales, Rabbi Avo told Rabbi Yirmiyah, Zilho Idna. Says Talamach, come back tomorrow, I'll discuss with you tomorrow. Let me sleep on it. Kiyasa, when he came back the next day, Amale, he told him, Pachit miyaschada. One of these Shilohs I could be pushed. Amrab Abba, Amrab Asi, Asu Amana Eitzel Abbas, Kabas Eitzel Achim. Chamin looked at the Amana. Klape the bas, the same way they looked at the bas klape the achin. Bin nechasim mutim. Ma bas it's lachin, bas it's zayis v'achim, shol ha-psachim. Just like when there's nechasim mutim and there's banim and banis. What's the halacha? Habanis yizaynu. Af amana it's a bas. So too when there's an amana al-bas and there's nechasim mutim, al-mana nizaynis, v'abas tishoyl al-psachim. So regarding the first three shaylas, is the obligation to the amana, to a bas ishtay, to a bachayv, does that deduct the net value of the estate when we determine do we have nechasim rubin? The nechasim rubin says does vesach. But as it relates to that, you want to know amana bas, just like bas comes before the banim, so too the amana is going to come before the banim. Just one interesting ha'ara. See, every Gemara, where the Gemara is discussing chayish lamisa, we're not chayish lamisa, and the Gemara machzik hashtik on this vision, nish divisim big, because really it's a shas shayla, machlekes from Rabbi Yehuda in many, many places in shas, whether we are chayish lamisa, we're not chayish lamisa. So again, just one ha'ara, just a little bit of ray to speak out on that, and that is, the emes is, there's a toisvis in two places in Masechtas Ksubas. Daf Nun Beis Amar Aleph and Daf Pei Gimel Amar Beis. But Tosfos says an interesting chiddush. The context is a little too complicated. I'll regal achas. But says Tosfos Toich Dvarav. V'tzorich loyim ala peirushoi. The other rabba. Peirois upirkoin enoi matzoi. Aval kvura, a man having an obligation to bury his wife, chashiva matzoi, it's considered matzoi, lefisha hanoshim memaharos lomus mina hanoshim kedam Rabbi Yerushalmi. Because women tend to be memaharos lomus, their life expectancy is a little less than that of a man. So when you're dealing with miso in the context of a woman, it's considered matzoi. Tosfos, the Masechtas Ksubas, Perek HaKoseh, Pei Gimel Amud Beis, miso shchicha, regarding a woman, because back in the day, Leda was very dangerous, and women very often would die b'shas Leda. But Al Kaponim, you have a Tosfos in two places, where Tosfos is emphasizing that when you're dealing with Misa of a woman, it could be it's going to be a little bit more Shechiach. That in Ezra, in the beginning of Parashas Emor, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Emor, l'koyanim b'nei Yaharim, v'amarta aleihem, l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. So what's the fine print? It's not true that a kohen's never allowed to be metama. There are times he is allowed to be metama. Who's that? The seven kraven. Who are the seven kraven? Le'imai ula aviv, ve'levnoi ula vitoi, ula achiv, ula achoysaya besula akraiva elov. Says Ibn Ezra, why did the Torah mention first imai and then aviv? Says Ibn Ezra, the reason is because because usually a woman dies before the man. But I'll come on him. You have a Tosfos, Ksubis, Mbez Amar Aleph, Tosfos, Ksubis, you have Ebn Ezra in the beginning of Parshas Emor. There's this idea that the Misa of a woman is abyssal mer Shchiach with the Misa of a man. Rabbi Kiveger in Gilyon HaShas, on this Tosfos, it's a small Tosfos, but there's a big Rabbi Kiveger on it. Tosfos, two lines. Shema Mishum Deroy, Pomis, Takenes Belay, the Adkan, that's what we do. We do all the small Tosfos. That's the Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Ein Shar Melech, Perek Dalet, Alok HaDazayim, Hilcha Sukkah B'Soif. If you look at the Shar Melech over there, Shar Melech asks, based on this, you say the Tosfos, the Valdeg Akasha. One of the places in Shas, where the Gemara discusses the Machlekes, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda's Yumad Afyud Gimel Amar Aleph, whether Chashina Lemisa or Le Chashina Lemisa. And the Gemara over there asks Akasha. The Gemara in that Sugyo seems to think that Shita's Rabbi Yehuda is that Le Chashina Lemisa. Fake the Gemara, is that true? Yuma Daf Beis Amid Aleph. The first Mishnah. Every fourth grader knows this Mishnah. The Mishnah says Shivas Yomim Koydim Yom Kippurim Ma'afrishin Koyin Gadol Mibeisai Lelishkas Barhejin U'maskin Eloi Koyin Achatachtov Shem Yerabai Pso. Rabbi Yehuda Ma'afish Acheres Maskin Eloi Shem Tomuz Ishtoi Shenemar V'chiper Badi V'Beisai Beisai Zu Ishtoi Amru Loim Kein Lodovosai. The Rabbi Yehuda held that Koyin Gadol had to be married, and if he wasn't married, it passes the avoid. He had to be married. The Torah says, if a Kohen Gadol is not married, he can't do the avoid. It's for that reason, says Rabbi Yehuda, I'm worried that the Kohen Gadol's wife might die on Yom Kippur. And if she dies on Yom Kippur, he's not going to be able to do the avoid. Memele maskina lo yishachers. Freak the Gemara. So how could you tell me Rabbi Yehuda is lo yichayish lemisa? Rabbi Yehuda is chayish lemisa. So break Rabbi Kiveger, b'shem d'shara melech. It's chaluk. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda, that's chayish. That wasn't chayish lemisa. That was by a zochor, a man. We're not chayish lemisa. Oh, but Tosfos is zochor chenapo erte. And we even found it's Ibn Ezra. That maybe Noshim is different. So if Noshim is different, this mission over here, Yuma Daf Beis Amid Aleph, we're dealing with an Isha. Maybe Isha is different. Zochor Shara Melech, you have to say a posh to Teretz. The emes is, Tosfos already asks Steers and Chas, whether you're chayish lemisa or you're not chayish lemisa. Oh, one second. The Tosfos already asks Steers and Chas, whether you're chayish lemisa or you're not chayish lemisa. And Tosfos says that don't prove from the Chachamim in this Mishnah that the Chachamim are not chayish lemisa. Meaning, you walk away from this Mishnah saying, oh wow, Rabbi Yehuda's chayish lemisa. Chachamim say, Kein lo davosayif, you're not chayish lemisa. This is a unique sugya. Because over here we're chayish that the woman is going to die literally on Yom Kippur. Meaning, far kol nidre, she's fine, she's okay. And on the Yom HaKadosh, something's going to happen, she's going to die. Says Tosfos, Lizman mu'it lo chayishin lemisa. Meaning, the Chachamim may be really old Chayshin Lemisa, but Zman Mu'at na. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechadish, that even Lizman Mu'at Yechayish Lemisa. Zok Desharam Melech. Does it make sense to say that Bizman Mu'at, whether we should be Chayish Lemisa or we shouldn't be Chayish Lemisa, there should be a chiluk between a Zohar and a Nekeva? You want to tell me a man's life expectancy is X, a woman's life expectancy is Y. Men tend to live longer than women. So over as man meruba, maybe we'll not chayish lemisa by a zachar. We will be chayish lemisa for a isha. So don't mock him for them. And the Shara Melech was medayikin in Rishayim. But tzizogin and as man mu'it, that there's a better chance this minute that this woman will drop dead versus mechatesi. But there's no svar to say that. Being that there's no svar to say that, zachar Shara Melech, that's going to be the chilik. But al-kaponim, just why are we speaking this out? Because we're talking about chayishin lemisa. Bas Ishtois, whenever you talk about Chayshin Lemiso in the context of an Akeva, just realize there's a whole other realm. There's a beautiful Shara Melech. Reb Kiveger brings the Gilyan Hashah, some festerate over here, that it could be the Chash Misa. The other thing that we always speak out whenever we talk about Chayshin Lemiso is the Neid Behuda's famous Shuva. Based on the Gemara Masechtas Gittin, Daf, Chof, Ches, Amid Beis, where the Gemara over there is discussing, you are Chayish Lemiso, you're not Chayish Lemiso, and the Gemara says the immortal words, Shema Meis Lei Chayshinon. Shema Yomus Chayshinon. That it could be there's a chilek between Shema Meis, Shema Yomus. I mean, if you're dining that somebody died yesterday, that maybe we're not Chayish for. But if you're dining, is it possible the person's going to die tomorrow? That you have to be Chayish. Shema Meis Loi Chayshinon, why not? The person has a Cheskes Chay. That's a regular Chazakah. And just like you have Cheskes Tyre, Cheskes Kashris, you have all the Chazakahs in the world, the person has a Cheskes Chay. If he was alive 2 days ago, then we could assume he was alive yesterday as well. So right now, you're dining. Was he alive or dead yesterday? Shema Meis Loi Chayshinon. But at the same time, every person at some point is going to die. So being that a person will inevitably die, you can't tell me that Loi Chayshinon Lemisa in the future. The reason this is a famous tshuva is because the Yehuda said it with regards to something a lot more halacha lemaisa, and that is in the sugis of Ksamim. It's mavur in the sugis Ashas that if a woman finds a kesem, if she finds a kesem, she becomes a nida, but only mid rabbanon. So Ksamim is Tumas Nida, but it's only Tumas Nida mid Rabbanon. Vestis is only mid Rabbanon, right? The whole concept of did a woman become Nida b'shas Vest, it's Mavur, that's all a chash mid Rabbanon. It's all a chash mid Rabbanon. Stating that, this Rayas, Sofer discusses in the Tshuva, that a man and a woman on the Yoim HaVest, there's an Issetai Raisa for them to be Mizavik. So again, if right now it's day 32, it's after a Yoim Vest, and there's a Sofik, did she see Dam Nida, or did she not see Dam Nida? To the extent that she was Becheskes Tahar, so we would not Midai Raisa be concerned. The whole issue would be Mernished in Issue Midai Rabbanon. Stating that, if it's the Yoim HaVest right now, and you want to know, is it Mutter Or is it aser? That loch is it's going to be aser. What's the pshat? Monofshach. Is it a chash de reiso or is it not a chash de reiso? Zok, you know, Yehuda, it's this Gemara. Shema meis loy chayshinon, shema yomas chayshinon. If today is day 32 and you want to know, was there an oirich bizmanoi ba on day 30? So believe it or not, shema meis loy chayshinon, there's a chazaka. And chazaka says that if you don't know for sure something happened, avad it's aser, but it's only aser mid rabbanon. Because midday reiso is a chazaka, shema meis chayshinon. But if you want to know right now, on day 30, will something happen? Shema Yomos? Oh, Shema Yomos Chayshinon. I'm so even discussing the truth. He brings it from his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler. This chilek, invest this, where if you're discussing after the fact or before the fact. And the precedence is this Gemara in the Sugya of whether or not we're Chayshinon Lamisa. Either way, a little bit more Gemara. Says the Gemara. Amono Admin, Admin said, "Beshvil Shani Zocher Hifsadeti." Admin was taking this personally. So Admin said, "I don't understand." The Mishnah said, "Misha Meis Veniach Banim Ubanois Nachasim Merubin." Then you just follow the Din Dayraisa. Abanim Yeshu, like the Torah says, there's a Tanai Ksuba of Abanis Yizaino. If it's Nachasim Muatin, so then the halacha is we're Mafkia the Din Torah Rajba Hefker Bez Din Hefker Yeshker Be'al Kamalak Udav Menat Torah. But we're Mafkia the Din Torah, and what we say is Abanis Yizaino the Abanim Yishalu Alam Zocher. By the way, you know, last Sunday we spoke at length about the Shtar Chatz Yizachar, which the Ramah brings in a bunch of places, which is the Minig Yisrael. So the Minig Yisrael is that even though Havaras Nachla is something so chomer, but Tshuvas from the Chassam Sofer, more recently from Ramosha, that Havaras Nachla is something that is usual and customary. It's something that's done. And the question is why? At the end of the day, the Torah says you're not supposed to do it. So it's just kedai to mention, you see here in this Mishnah, again, this idea, where even though midday raisa, the banu was supposed to yarshin, but for a good reason, the Chachamim said, habanu yisizaynu, v'habanu. Last week we spoke about Ksuvas Benedichrin. Ksuvas Benedichrin is the same idea. Really, all the sons are supposed to yarshin. But kedai sheik v'tzuba anashin, the Chachamim said, no, if somebody yarshins from his wife, and then he dies, give it to the sons that you had from that wife. Don't give it to the other sons, because otherwise Shvers aren't going to want to give nadins, and you're going to run into trouble. But the point is that there's another example. You see, again, the Chachamim are saying, Habonis Yuzoinu, there be mafkia, the din tire. The real din is, what happened to the spirit of Avaris Nachla? In Ruach Chachamim Leichem Menu. There was a good reason for it. What was the reason for the Shtar Chatz Yizachar? So we spoke to Meram Mintz, and Chassam Sofer said that maybe they were reinstating the Ksubas Ben Dichrin. Today we don't have a Ksubas Ben Dichrin. If you listen carefully to a Kriyas Ksuba, I think, you're not going to hear the Ksubas Ben Dichrin, because the Ga'inim were mafgir. As I said, Chassam Sofer, already in the times of the Ga'inim, they were mavatel Ksubas Ben Dichrin. But the spirit of what the Chum wanted to call the Ksubas Ben Dichrin still is Chai V'Kayim, and maybe this was their way of saying that the daughter's not going to get the Benin Dichrin. Today it's sort of a moot point anyway, post-Chem Darbein Ageshem. But at the very least, let her Yarshin, that a potential Nadin that would come in the future. But regardless, Admin had a problem with this halacha. Admin said, "Bishvul shani zochev sadi my kama." What's Admin saying? Rabbi Yochi kama. Bishvul shani zochev roya ani lasik b'teira if sadati. Says roya ani lasik b'teira. Either way, because I could learn. I do learn, Admon, so I should lose out. So what? So you're telling me that Admon was only saying a svara for a son that learns and a son that doesn't learn? Not. It doesn't make sense. It's hepar svara because the son is always in first position when it comes to Yerusha. The daughter is always in second position. So why does it make sense that when it comes to Nechasim Mu'atin, it should be in the reverse order? That the daughter should be in the first position and the son should be in the second position. That's all he was saying. B'shvil shani zachar, and I always come first. How does it make sense now that the senior lender has subordinate rights? It doesn't make any sense. So that's what he said. B'shvil shani zachar, and he afsit the whole story. Toisvis, right in the beginning of the Perek, second Toisvis on Kuf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis, brings the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara says, "Komakim she'omer Rabbi Gamliel roi anias divrei Admon," which is what Rabbi Gamliel says at the end of the Mishnah. Halacha kemoisa. So Tois says it would therefore be mashma. It'd be mashma that the halacha is like Admon. That this whole idea of Nechasa Merubim, Nechasa Muatin, is Shalom Aliba the Hilchasa. Frank Tais is not mashba that way. This whole Sugi is not mashba that way. The Gemara in Saito Chafal from Amaze that we spoke about earlier, Ezu Rasha Arum, is not mashba that way. So you see, throughout Shas, the Gemara danced with Nechasa Merubim, Nechasa Muatin. Admin argued, and Rabbi Gamliel said, Roy Anias Divri Admin, and the Gemara says, Ksubis, Kuftes Amid Beis, that Komokim Shomer Gamliel, Roy Anias Divri Admin, Alocha Kemaisai. So shouldn't Alocha be like Admin? So Rabbi Nutam said, because it is Kasha, you have no choice. You have to say, Admin was never arguing with the Chachamim. You push it, you learn Admin's arguing. admin was just remarking. He was commenting. He was like krechzing. Hey, bishvil shani zolka, and he has it. Not that I'm arguing. I'm asking. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. Because if admin argued, then the gemara l'shita soyin ksubas kuftes would have paskin like admin. Because the amirah made a mesayra that admin never meant to argue. Admin was agreeing with the halacha. He was just commenting out loud that he doesn't understand the halacha. The halacha doesn't make sense to him. Sokta mishne vayti niyak banu mubanos v'tumtim. What if a man died? He left over sons, daughters, and he also left over a tumtum. So a tumtum is a sofik zacha, sofik nekeva. The two types of sofik zacha, sofik nekevas that are mentioned throughout Shas. A tumtum and an androgynous. A tumtum is someone that has a flap of skin that's covering osim makim. So we just don't know. It's a sofik das. Whether this person's a zacha, this person's a nekeva. Something can happen in the future where we'll be able to find out. But right now, ba'asher Risham, we don't know. An androgynous is someone that has simonim of a zacha and a nekeva. So the Mishnah is discussing specifically, hiniach banim ubanois vitumtum. This match on nechasim merubim, if there's nechasim merubim. So what's the halach again by nechasim merubim? Habanim yershu. Haschar m'daychen oisay etzal nekevas. The zachar am I going to say, how do I know you're a zacha? Go to the nekevas. Nechasim buatim, if there's nechasim buatim, what happens then? Habanis yizaynu, the banis get everything. So there, hanikev is doich. As I say, it's l'scharim. The nikev is not going to say it. Basically, I'm moitzim echaveri. All of a raya. If somebody says that if my wife gives birth to a zachar, you should take a mana. Yol the zachar, yito mana. If he says nikeva masayim, if my wife has a nikeva, you could take $200, meaning two manas, im nikeva, noiteles masayim. By the way, and this is going to be the beginning of tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to discuss that it's mashma that a person would be happier to have a daughter than he would to have a son. Because he said, if my wife has a son, I'll give a mana. If she has a daughter, I'll give masayim. I'm willing to give more. This is the Gemara. Kuf memalafam ralfam bavabasur bas tchilo simen yofi hilabot. Says the Gemara, im zochar mana im nekeva masayim. What if he says, if it's a zochar mana? And if it's in the cave of Masayim, the Yolda Zachar Unikeva, he had twins. He had a boy and a girl, Zachar Neitel, man in the cave and tells Masayim. He has to pay double. Yolda Tumtum, what if he had a Tumtum in a Neitel? So the person can't get anything because it's not Zachar and it's not in the cave. Im Omar Kol Masha Telet Ishti Yitol, what if he says that regardless of what my wife has, you can get, then the halacha is a reza yitol. Because a tumtum is at least included in kol masha telet ishti. Meaning the tumtum might not be a zachar, the tumtum might not be in a kefal. But in terms of kol masha telet ishti, yeah, then ain't sham yoyrish elohu. Oh, so you have to know why we're not talking about joygus. Ain't sham yoyrish elohu, yoyrish esakoyel. What would be if a man dies, maimer amuzger, and he leaves over no sons, no daughters, all he has is a tumtum, so the tumtum is not going to be worse. Tumtum is going to get every. It's going to get the entire Yerusha. I mean, Tumtum is definitely a child. Even though the Torah talks about a ben and the Torah talks about a bas, and the Tumtum is not a ben or a bas. We're going to see tomorrow the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara discusses in Halacha, how do you view a Tumtum? You view a Tumtum as a suffix of a suffix nekeva, meaning this person is either a zachar or a nekeva. So it's. You look at it as the lesser of, meaning you always are a moitzim echavei alvarai if you want more. But at the very least, you're either a zachar or a nekeva, or there's a shittas from Shimon Gamliel in Shas that holds that a tumtum is beriyah b'fnei atzmoi, that a tumtum is takin ishkain zachar, and ishkain nekeva. So we'll pick this up tomorrow.